A world in turmoil. Protect your livelihood. Why it matters. Many people struggle each day just trying to make ends meet. Sadly, world turmoil can make that challenge even more difficult. Why? Communities in turmoil experience a rise in the cost of living, including food and housing. Crises can increase unemployment or decrease wages. Disasters can damage or destroy people's business establishments, homes, or other assets, forcing many into poverty. What you should know. The better you manage your money, the better you may be able to cope during a crisis. Financial security is not necessarily permanent. Income, savings, and assets can lose value. There are things that money cannot buy, such as happiness and family unity. What you can do now. The Bible says, having food and clothing, we will be content with these things. 1 Timothy 6:8. Being content involves limiting our wants and being satisfied when our daily needs are met. This is especially important when our livelihood has been affected. To be content, you may have to adjust your lifestyle. If you live beyond your means, your financial situation will only get worse. How to cope. Helpful tips. During times of turmoil, protect your livelihood by following these practical steps. Reduce expenses. Delay upgrading or replacing appliances or clothing. Ask yourself, can I do without a vehicle? Can I plant a vegetable garden? Before buying something, ask yourself, do I really need it? Can I afford it? Apply for government or humanitarian assistance if it is available.
We sat down as a family and looked at our lifestyle. We canceled or reduced any forms of recreation that cost money. We also started preparing meals that cost less. Gift.
Make a budget. The Bible says, the plans of the diligent surely lead to success, but all who are hasty surely head for poverty. Proverbs 21:5. A budget will help you make sure that your expenses do not exceed your income. First, list your expected monthly income. Next, itemize your current monthly expenses and carefully examine your spending habits. Then compare your income with your expenses and, if necessary, identify what you can reduce or eliminate to stay within your income.
Each month, we make a list of our income and expenses. We try to maintain an emergency fund and plan for future expenses. Thanks to this, we are less anxious because we know in advance how we will use our income. Carlos.
Avoid debt, save money. Have a good plan to reduce debt. If possible, avoid debt altogether. Instead, try to save up to buy what you need. Set aside a little money each month to have a fund for expected or unexpected future expenses. Work hard. Keep a job. The Bible says, there is benefit in every kind of hard work. Proverbs 14:23. Maintain a good attitude about your work. Even if your job is not your dream job, it still gives you an income. Strive to be industrious and dependable. This can help you keep your employment or, at the very least, make it easier for you to obtain future employment.
I take the jobs that are available, even if I don't like the work or the salary isn't as much as I would expect. I am always conscientious and do good, quality work, as though I were working for myself. Dimitri.
If you are looking for work, take the initiative. Call on businesses that could have jobs you can do, even if they have not advertised a position. Tell friends and family that you are looking for work. Be adaptable. You are unlikely to find a job that has everything you want. Learn more. Read How to Live on Less. Search for the title on jw.org. End of article.